Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's all right if you love
the late, great.
It's all right if you don't.
Tom Caden, bring this back. 23 I'm after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, almost 22-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, expert in helping you put your words, your best foot words forward in the marketplace. That's what he does. Chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Also author of Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting. That's a book. That's a prophetic book there. Hey, Jeff, I wanted to get your take on where you see the economy going, how you see things rolling out now that it seems that we're, you know, people are, you know, everybody's still cautious, but most people who want a shot can get one. Either they're either getting it, they've already gotten it, or they're about to get start their vaccination process. Is getting pretty close to where anybody who wants it can have it, and that seems to be loosening up the wheels of the economy. What are you seeing that there down there in South Florida?
Absolutely. I mean, Florida at this point has truly become an example of a region that I just heard yesterday that the football stadium where the Dolphins play, I'll always call it Joe Robbie Stadium, but I think it's officially called Hard Rock Stadium now, they're open to all comers, 16 and older. And if you're under 18, you have to have a parent or a guardian with you. No appointment necessary. Come and get your shot. And, you know, and where it had been tough to get, now there's places all over the state where you can get your shot. And that's a sort of an ethos also about business that, look, you know, you can argue about masks and, you know, whether we should have masking, and Florida has been in the headlines about, you know, the governor saying there could be no mask mandates. We will not allow it. So, you know, anywhere in the state, right. But business is not roaring back, but it's coming back. And whether it's the Podfest, whether it's restaurants that aren't opening up, they're allowed to open up full capacity, but they mm-hmm. still aren't opening up full capacity for the most part. Some are, some aren't. You know, it's an eagerness to get back to work, and it's an eagerness for people to get back out there. And so we're seeing it come back. We're seeing that, you know, the conditions are coming together where we're, I don't want to be overeager and be foolish about it, but I think people are realizing that, you know, things got to get back to normal,
well,
or at least the new normal, the new regular.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's in our nature to not like what's been happened in the last year. It's in our nature to want to return to some sort of order like we had before. But it is interesting, isn't it, that people are still using their heads about protecting themselves. And I think this is the point that many of us were making over the last year, when all of the restrictions were placed on all of us, you know, and many of us were saying, you know, let us be a little more responsible for our own care. And I think the fact that you've got states like Florida where there are no mask requirements, as you've said before, people are still wearing masks. They're using their head. They know this disease, this pandemic, this virus. They know it's real. They know it's dangerous. They know it's not the flu. And so they're taking precautions. It's what we do. We're not stupid, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, to a certain extent. You know, you and I think, might have spoken about this. We were camping about a month and a half ago, and we went to a place where it wasn't necessarily low or, you know, non-existent in as far as COVID, well, certainly not non-existent, but low as far as COVID was concerned. But the place was packed shoulder to shoulder, and no one was wearing masks.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not one of these people who've gotten hysterical about this, but I would not want to be there. I would not want to. I mean, that's
we did not sit among the crowd.
I would probably stay away from all that.
We went to that restaurant. We were in a far corner, you know, and so, but you know, if people want to take care of them, you know, take their own level of risk, you know, we can dive into the conversation of who pays for that if you get sick and go into an ER.
Right.
Because you were being, you know, being silly or foolish about it. But, you know, but yeah,
what,
there is
what,
a level
so
of
So let's overlay what Florida's outbreak is situation is right now. Is there an increase in outbreaks in Florida, or is it abating? Where do we stand in that? That has to be part of this conversation.
I haven't followed the numbers lately, but I know that we've, you know, it's abated to some extent nationally. I know there's hot spots, and sort of Michigan has been having issues, for example. But I think Florida, for the most part, has been abating. People are getting vaccinated. And I still think that people are being cautious. Look, put it this way. I'm allowed to go out to restaurants, but we won't. You know, we will, but we only do it outdoor seating. So we're all taking our levels of risk, and we've camped down and come more understanding. And look, one thing we learned from this is if you wash your hands, you keep the flu at bay. I'm glad I didn't invest in flu stock, you know, flu vaccine stock over the past year because, you know, some of this stuff is good for life, and you might carry it forward. Wash
your
hands a little better. Maybe
your
not
customers,
wear a
you're seeing new business opportunities yourself, aren't you? Your customers are
yeah,
are,
absolutely.
You feel like the economy is coming back where you are there.
Coming back, and you know, part of it is promotional, where I'm writing stuff for people who are trying to draw in new business, and people trying to draw new business to the state. So you see, again, you spoke a moment ago, the eagerness of bringing business back. We realize, look, okay, some semblance of business is going to be here today for a bit. We got to get back to business.
Hey, so Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate you having me, Jim, and you stay safe.
Jeffrey Zafar, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Home Officer. .com. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.